If it's hot in the summertime, we hit there about knowing what it'll take good bad.
Mm-hmm.
On the farm boys, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it's known as a wash over. In the creeks, you know, the water rather. Sometimes it get too full, it'll be probably over your head, but it generally can catch you along here somewhere.
You ever go swimming down there and jumping
swimming,
out?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Sure. When you went fishing, what kind of bait did you use?
Sawyers and frogs.
Sawyers? What are sawyers?
Well, it was a white-looking worm. It had a kind of red-looking head, brown-looking head. And the way you get him, as I foretold you, there's always logs, green log trees bending over. Maybe from a storm or something other. Maybe somebody cut the tree down. Spit reels off of this end, and that'll leave a lot of bark when it begins to decay everything. And them sawyers work in that bark, you see, skim that bark where you find the sawyer in there.
Like bark beetles or bark worms or something?
Oh, yes, he's white and be about that long, some of them.
About 2 inches long?
Yes, and some of them be shorter than the younger. That's about the size when he's growing, they call them sawyers.
Uh-huh.
And we had hooks. I've seen the time when our hooks would have a old-fashioned clothespin. Bend that clothespin a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Hang that worm on there.
Mm-hmm.
Or a frog.
Uh-huh.
We had something called a spring frog. He made a big one.
Spring frog?
That's me. He made a big one. Now listen, there were little frogs. Small ones.
Oh, those are called spring frogs, little ones?
Yes, they're called spring frogs too. With a big spring frog and a little one.
Uh-huh.
You would go fish for a trout or something like that. It gets them larger. Larger than a spring frog. I mean a small one, you see. He'd be a little larger.
Mm-hmm.
We'd try to let him be alive. Put him on the hook, you know, and he'd just jump back at us, try to strike him.
Wow. You ever catch big ones?
Yeah, we caught some big trout long ago.
What?
Yeah.
Did you ever use those little fish for bait?
Minnows?
Mm-hmm.
No, we used many minnows. Not, we didn't have to. Plenty of frogs, you know, and plenty of sawyers back there then.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we generally use, small frogs and sawyers.
You ever seen those real big frogs?
Bullfrogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
How about the, do you ever use those little, or something like a frog, but they don't live in water, and, you know, they jump around on land?
No, sir.
Never use those for bait?
No.
Hmm.
You mean grasshoppers?
I mean like toad frogs. You ever use toads?
No, never even no toads. There's too many other frogs, yes.
Yeah.
Plenty of little ones, plenty of big ones.
What would you call those ones that live on land? Would you call those toads or toad frogs? You know, if you pick them up, they give you warts or something?
That was a toad frog.
Okay.
You call him a toad frog. He'd be over on the house in different places.
Yeah, uh-huh.
People hardly ever kill him.
Why's that?
People hardly kill a toad frog.
Oh, really?
He can't reach anything. He was a team frog. Yeah.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
He's kind of a team.
What kind of container did you put the food for the pigs in?
Like a chore sometimes. Feed them out of chore.
Uh-huh.
Long chore.
Uh-huh.
Dump that slop and stuff in the chore.
Was there something that you carried